establishing mutually beneficial relationships with other business people and potential clients or customers is what people term business networking. Now, these benefits, or should I say the benefits of this, are the intangible gains made by communicating with other professionals in or relating to your particular industry. Now, Anil, I think it's an important conversation to have, especially for small business owners looking to expand, and even professionals who may want to move or even diversify what they're doing. So you may be wondering why I even brought this up. Social gathering.
Yes.
You know, and there was a particular person we were having conversations. And in that space, found out that we have similar interests and could possibly assist each other in our endeavors. But so that didn't work out. So I thought, you know, it's important for us to have a conversation how you navigate spaces to ensure that you build those networks that could possibly help you in the future. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because a lot of people forget, Zinga, so that besides you being my co-host here at Rise FM, you're actually the news editor here at Rise FM. And a lot of people can misconstrue that, and I think I want to open it up like that in terms of what business networking, you know, pertains. And I think it becomes important, especially in any gathering.
But it also goes to the fact, Guti, you've once mentioned this, Guti, security, but that could be the person that could introduce you to the CEO.
100%.
You know, so it's all, you know, little stories like that. But anyway, back into the conversation. What exactly would be business networking, and how, in essence, I mean, does it really work?
Yeah, 100%. You know, for me, what business networking is what you do ultimately. What is your brand? When you walk into a room, you know, do you go into the room looking at people as opportunities, or do you walk into a room looking at people as people that you just want to conversate with and brag to and say all sorts of things? And I think one of the major mistakes that many human beings do is that they've got what I call an exaggerated sense of self-importance. Put that aside when you walk into a room. One, listen. Because listening is extremely important, you know. I can't emphasize how important listening is in terms of it being a skill. Because the way somebody's dressed is not necessarily the way somebody presents themselves in a working environment. So ultimately, ask the right kind of question. So for me, business networking thing is, when I look at it, and I'm looking at it from my own personal perspective, is, you know, walking into a room, having conversations with people, and asking the relevant questions. And once you've asked those relevant questions, then finding out that whether, whatever the answers are, can they fit into your overall business, that comes into it as well. How does it work? The implementation, Zingis, that becomes extremely important. Yeah. What do you do after you've networked with that person? Is it going to bring you the rents and cents in the bank account? If it's not, then you're in the wrong, on the wrong path, for a lack of a better term.
They talk about intangible gains as being the benefits of networking in this sense. So maybe ungasichazela ukuthi, but Sishosin, what kind of benefits are those?
Oh, massive. Massive. So I'm a firm believer, and I'm speaking from my own personal perspective, is that, you know, people buy into you before they buy into what you got to say, you know. So when they look at you as a person that is standing out there, they buy into you before you even open your mouth in terms of what you ultimately are able to do. So once they bought into you, the benefits of that could be sort of monetary gain. And when I speak about business network, you know, some people might be sitting there and going, yeah, excuse me, one dealer is speaking from a business perspective, come out from Wuthing Obeyena, but no. Business networking, when I talk about network, I'm talking from a broad sense of point of view. That could be your next employer.
Yeah.
That could be somebody that could give you your next opportunity in order to do that. And, you know, in my experience, Zingisana, I was in corporate for over 13 years, as you would know. And I can tell you, the best talent that I ever hired in the corporate world was the people that I used to network with in restaurants, in social functions, at Bry's. That's where I used to do my interview. They wouldn't know that I'm doing the interview with them. You know, so I'm asking them a couple of questions, but already I'm making up my mind whether this person can fit into the organization that I work for or not. So very, very interesting. The benefits are massive. Always present yourself in the best light. Always present yourself as mundulo watiko tukulmangan. So it becomes extremely important then to be able to do that. So the benefits of actually networking is that ultimately you can walk into any job you want. You can walk into any business opportunity that you'd like as well.
Mm. And networking and networking in a more informal social space. But yeah, there are different types of networking that are more formalized and structured.
Yeah.
We have business seminars, networking groups, and professional associations. How do these function, and which are best to use for what circumstance?
100%. I mean, I think I'll start with the first one. You mentioned quite a few there. You talk about business seminars, you know. Mm. Interesting with business seminars. What I like about business seminars from a personal perspective is how educational they are.
Yeah.
In terms of learning certain new concepts and learning how to do a business in a different way. And what happens is that when somebody speaks on a particular subject, especially around this business seminars, then you're able to say, hey, I actually need this person to be able to bring me the insight within the business that I'm operating in as well. Networking groups are good. One thing that I find is the limitation when it comes to networking groups is how they become so industry focused.
Yeah.
In the sense that if we're in the energy sector, then we form a networking group around the energy sector. But you can learn a lot of things from somebody that's, for instance, in sales and marketing, because that person could ultimately teach you certain skills on how to then ensure that within that energy sector, how do you get that message across and how does it then appeal to overall public as well. So network groups are also quite important, and I mentioned a limitation, but ultimately they're ultimately important because then you're able to network with like-minded individuals, people that might ultimately have more information than you do, and people that might ultimately get you to the points that you would like. Professional associations, great. Oh, great. Because it you know, what human beings crave, I learned this quite early in my life, is a sense of belonging. You know, we like a sense of belonging. That's why you find that we belong to a particular church. And when you meet somebody saying, I'm an Anglican, I'm a Muslim, or somebody, if we had to bring it home now, I'm part of the EFF. I'm part of the ANC, I'm part of Action SA, because it brings about that sense of association. So professional associations as well, networking associations as well, bring about that sense of I'm part of something bigger than what I am. And usually people attach a certain prestige to that as well. I mean, if you had to look at a lot of professional associations that exist within South Africa itself, the fact that you're an advocate, some people might find it prestigious. The fact that you're part of SAICA, which we were discussing earlier on, the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, the fact that you're part of ACCA, shout out to my ACCA friends, and some people might find it extremely prestigious in that because it's part of association. In fact, you know, one of the companies that has actually done well over the years in South Africa as far as financial products is concerned is called PPS, which offer products to an association of professionals, right? Yeah. So that in itself gives you an opportunity then to be able to be around like-minded people where you get clubbed according to those like-minded people, and you're able to then network amongst yourselves to be able to ensure that you actually achieve a certain objective when it comes to that. So yeah, I think all types of formal sort of networking sections become extremely important. They can get you far.
Yeah.
Because you're part of SAICA, it's like, hey man, he's a CSA, so he must know what he's doing, as opposed to part of ACCA or part of SEMA, for that matter. So it depends on how people look at it as well. Oh, because he's an advocate, you know, you might have a better chance of actually becoming SC in terms of still status, if I had to put it in law terms as well. So, yeah, associations and informal associations are important in a networking environment where you and I, Zingisa, could recommend each other. Maybe one day you could say, hey, I want one day to actually go and work for SAFM. And, you know, yeah. I'm leaving it. Oh, that look on your face. No, it was an example, Zingy.
We continue taking care of business on Arise FM. It is Zingisa Thiri Nwandile Mazibuko, who might not be here for long, as we continue discussing networking, especially for small entrepreneurs, small business owners. I'd also like to think that, as I said earlier, Guti, networking isn't purely based in these formal sort of structures. And now we'll see to Guti Mosemaris, who sometimes dipstick. But how can you create these relationships in social spaces? Nakona, how can you gauge good maybe, because you're meeting these people for the first time, how can you gauge because this could go beyond a drink or two?
I think common interest becomes extremely important. What is the common interest? Are there synergies between what I do and what that particular person does as well? And can I add a certain amount of value? Second word, you know, common interest, value. Am I able to add value? And if I'm able to add value, am I able then to carry it forward? Carry it forward means then, am I able to follow up? So three words I've mentioned, you know, that comes to that. Firstly, we establish a common interest. Secondly, am I able to add value? Thirdly, am I able to carry it forward? Fourthly, once the relationship has been created, am I able to be consistent in terms of what I do? Because ultimately, you can, you know, network with all the people in the world. I mean, we've all met shysters, eh? Abantu besifazane can, you know. No, articulate that. I mean, a lot of guys come in and they present themselves in a certain way, and this is who they are, and only to find later that they lack one thing to be able to sustain the relationship, Zingisa, and that is consistency. And I find consistency to be extremely important in any relationship, whether it be a romantic relationship, whether it be a business relationship. And that for me comes forth. Common interest, establish a common interest. Lendo le Zingisa ifana nokushela. Abantu moshela into madana. Business networking ifana nalendo le. You understand the show? Because you are born a lapana, muhle, ugcoke kahle. And then you walk and you find out, do we have a common interest? And then from that particular common interest as well, can I add value to this person's life? I need to articulate that. And a business relationship works the same way. And then thirdly, I then need to be able to say, once I've formed that, then is there a certain relationship or is the interest mutual between the two of us? So is the relationship mutually beneficial for the two of us? And can I be consistent in terms of following up, in terms of saying what I can do going forward? So ma understand that into let what exchange no matter what go back relationship no mundo what we end the show go to no mundo loyo unai for scarcity yaksebende la lento but uma umundo lune manga very, very quickly, because then ultimately the consistency part then hits you right in the head, you know.
Umkumbula your consistency.
No, ntamkumbula zingisa consistency ibaleke kakhulu. Bobo watsasabatho kutjana consistency. Mawuto utothi kimi wena umuntu lo romantic. Umuntu lo ngithumelela ama flower. Umuntu lo ngisa kuma restaurant sihlale ngamnanzi kube mnanzi, and then ikusasa ungasakhona ukuyenza le nto leyo. That's a lack of consistency, right?
Okay, so you've spoken about the more practical things, but at the end of the day, it is a relationship. And I think as a business person, if you're trying to build that kind of a mutually beneficial relationship, there are certain things that you need to be cognizant of in the early stages of Joba Osho. So the way you carry themselves,
yes.
But for me, personality, respect, charisma, yes, those things kind of matter. So what else would you say? So how should you be carrying yourself all the time? Do you switch it off?
I mean, you know what I've discovered things that... I'll call it fake, you know? You can't fake knowledge in a particular industry. I mean, we started this topic based on the fact that you went out and you met somebody there and they looked at the way, oh, okay, this person is dressed and, you know, surely they could know what they're talking about. But you can't run away from that, you know, and I've discovered that with many people, and I love conversations. As being said, I love meeting new people. I'm the kind of guy who walks into, you know, a social setting, you know, I won't say which social settings I attend, but a social setting nonetheless, where I walk into that social setting, I'm interested in every individual, you know, where I have these conversations, and I find out from that particular person as well to find out, what do you do, you know? Could you help me? Could you help me become better? And that's when I've done my best networking as well, when I'm finding out about individuals. It's so weird when you ask individuals certain questions, and if they are what they say that they are, they open up and they become that, you know? So you don't have to go far with regards to that as well. So umbuthe zilama questions like, what could someone man? I'm very passionate. Passion is important, you know. Passion comes across with people.
Yeah.
Passion comes across, and knowledge comes across on a particular subject matter. And you look at this person and you're like, you know what? I can work with this person. That's why it makes sense in actually me networking with this particular individual as well. So I would say when thing is, it's inborn. Then do your charisma. Then do your personality. It's part of you. You and I, actually, a lot of people don't know this. Vince and I, how we actually conceptualized this show, we're at a funeral. And we're bringing a prominent businessman. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
And we had this discussion, right? You know, I come from a different background. Never been in radio. You're in radio. We're having this discussion. And you're like, Wendy, actually, that sounds good. Let's see how we can actually take this show forward. That's the classic example of networking. We're at a funeral. We're not there for that.
Exactly.
But we're discussing it. And here we are today, 3 years later. Business show.
Maybe in Dojani they told him to have the potential business connect that I'm talking about. It was also a funeral.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm picking up a trend here.
I can't invite people. I can't invite people to funerals. But if I could, I would tell you to invite you to funerals. But that's the nuanced thing, isn't it? Is that when you meet individuals in social settings and even in bereavement, particularly, you can find that actually that's where the business opportunity lies in terms of where one could actually chat about, you know, taking it further. I've never been in radio, by the way. I mean, you know that thing. And I'm bringing it back to the example. I've never been in radio, you know. I didn't even know that I could love this. Oh, I love this.
Oh, I know. And with that being said, I think that's where we'll leave it for our conversation on business networking. I think it's an important one, especially for Jibangi Shoguti, small business owners. It would be nice to talk about your business, maybe to say, even if it's not exactly the same, maybe your services complement each other.
100%.
It would be a perfect way to sort of grow together.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, you've taught me most of the things that I know about. I didn't know anything about radio, you know. I knew about the financial stuff. But I mean, you know, over the years and you learn and you learn from people, you know, and that's the beauty of networking, is that you learn new skills and those skills can be carried forward into the future. And those skills can unlock other opportunities that are there as well. I mean, from here, I've told you things. I MC at events from the show. People invite me and say, hey, come MC at our event. I didn't even know that I could become an MC, but because of the opportunity that happened within that business networking environment when we were at Kanyamazane at that time, this is where I am.
I parasitic the relationship.